streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
This is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we are live in Los Angeles on iHeartRadio, on Fox Sports Radio, and right here on FS1. We are packed today. A lot of NFL Combine stuff. We'll go to Indianapolis with John Lynch, the Niner GM, Daniel Jeremiah, scout, and also a writer. Joy Taylor is joining me. A lot of good stuff today. A lot of 1 inch makes a big difference, apparently, today. It's very exciting, Joy, for Kyler Murray.
Well, I think it's important that we got the final answer.
Yes. So he's 5'10". They measured him.
What, 5'10 and...
206.
Yeah. 1/8.
5'10 and 1/8 and 206. And that's a robust dynamic change. This is what's interesting about this. I get it. Since Russell Wilson came out, more and more people are saying size doesn't matter. I've always argued Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer first ballot. One of the great gifted quarterbacks, reminds me of a right-handed Steve Young that I've ever seen. Steve Young and Russell Wilson, to me, will never get the respect because one's a lefty and one's a little smaller. They're all-time top 15 quarterbacks ever. But we want to compare everybody now to Russell Wilson. But remember, Johnny Manziel was tiny, bust. RG3, tiny, thin frame. People talked about it, bust. Teddy Bridgewater, tiny, thin frame. Lost a year due to a practice injury. It's not just the height. As Benjamin Albright came out today, a guy I respect on Twitter, covers the NFL, he said, Russell Wilson was 206, but he was trying to lose weight for the combine and testing so he'd run faster. Okay, his playing weight, Russell Wilson's playing weight is 225. He was trying to lose weight to be faster with the pre-draft testing. Kyler Murray's playing weight's 190. He bulked up to 206, so people won't think he's small. But his playing weight's 190. So Russell Wilson's playing weight, 225. Kyler Murray's playing weight, 190. That's a 35-pound difference. Look at the difference between the two. Here's their college picture. Sorry for the radio listeners. Russell Wilson looks like a man at Wisconsin. Kyler Murray looks like a kid. Even his helmet looks too big. Don't compare the two. Folks, I'm a 195-pound guy. There are boxers trying to make weight for a fight that come in at 180. And then the minute the weigh-in's done, they weigh 208 by the next morning. Okay, a lot of people are making weight. There are adjustments here. Kyler Murray is trying to prove to everybody, I am big and strong. He's bulking up. After about 4 days of training camp, August in the heat, he's down to 192. That's his playing weight. Look at the pictures. This is, and by the way, now there is a psychology here. There is a psychology at play here that needs to be mentioned. That many of the quarterbacks that get hurt are huge. Cam Newton's huge, gets hurt. Carson Wentz huge, gets hurt. Andrew Luck huge, gets hurt. Big Ben huge, that gets hurt. There's a psychology that when you're a big, strong quarterback and you were able to run over kids at eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade, high school, Pop Warner, college, that you have this embedded sort of DNA like Cam Newton, I'm Superman, I didn't run over people. Then you get to the NFL and it doesn't work because no quarterback in the NFL, Kaepernick, Cam, Ben can run over guys. You'll lose that battle every time over time. Okay, so the guys that get hurt are the risk takers. Jared Goff doesn't get hurt because he knows I'm going to get hurt. Brady doesn't get hurt because he knows I get mashed. Breeze, Rivers, Eli. The quarterbacks that don't get hurt aren't the big strong guys. They're the guys that know, I don't want to get run over. I'm not real tough and big and strong, just like in life. You know who gets beat up a lot in life? The opposite of what you think. Tough guys. Because tough guys get in more fights. Tough guys are more confrontational. You know who doesn't get into fights and get beat up? Me. I'm a skinny guy. Small guys, passive guys, little guys, they're not confrontational. They don't get into fights. They walk away from trouble. They avoid trouble. So there is a psychology here that guys who are bigger and stronger and Luck and Wentz and Cam and Ben, they get hurt more. Jared Goff's skinny. He doesn't get hurt. He avoids it. Tom Brady's not fast. Neither is Eli. They get rid of the football fast. They don't want to get hit. But size does matter. If Kyler Murray was 6'4", 208, 228, I wouldn't be leading the show with this news that he's 5'10". It wouldn't even be a story. He'd be the number one pick in the draft. And nobody would even doubt it. So if you're telling me size doesn't matter, and we all know that if he was 6'3 and a half, 228, and had all his skills, that would be no story. It would be a slam dunk. You'd be like, yeah, have you seen that kid at Oklahoma? He's 6'3 and a half, 228, world-class speed, and throws a perfect football. The whole story is he's 5'10 and tiny. So you cannot convince me size doesn't matter. And, you know, I start to look around. Longevity in quarterbacks are quarterbacks that avoid risks. And the problem with Lamar Jackson, and the problem with Mitch Trubisky, and the problem with Kyler Murray, and the problem with Michael Vick, is they're so athletic, psychologically, running equals first down and touchdown. So they do it a lot, as did RG3. So it matters. Not perhaps the be-all, end-all, but I don't believe this morning because I learned Kyler Murray is 5'10", that now we're all good. His playing weight's going to be way closer to 190, 195 than Russell Wilson's playing weight, which is what much closer to 225. All right, let's shift gears. A lot of football today, a lot of football. But the Lakers won last night. They beat the Pelicans. Here's the point we're at with the Lakers and LeBron. Here's where we're at now. That beating the awful Pelicans at home with Anthony Davis not playing in the fourth and LeBron hitting a crazy three-pointer late, winning the game, that this morning, whew, back on track. This feels good. Here comes the eighth seed. Man, we're rolling. That's where we're at with the Lakers. That I'm driving in this morning, listening to LA radio. We are right where we want to be. Because you beat the Pelicans at home without AD and LeBron hitting an amazing shot in the corner to clinch it. Let's be honest about this whole thing. Let's take a deep breath. This year was never a title year. We would have all been satisfied. Get to the playoffs, win a playoff series, land another free agent. That was our plans. The best case scenario for the Lakers at this point, if you look at the Western Conference standings, here's what I believe is the best case scenario. They sneak in. Statistically, Basketball Reference Vegas says they're not getting in. But the best case scenario for the Lakers is they slip in as the 8 seed. Their schedule's not easy, but they face about 7 dogs of their 21 remaining games. They've faced some, you know, some dogs, some Knicks, some, you know the bad teams in this league. And they face Denver, who is only a half game out of the number 1 seed in the West. So this is the best case scenario. They figure out a way. LeBron puts the cape on. Brandon Ingram keeps playing well. Kuzma pretty good. Lonzo Ball comes back. Workable schedule. They get in as an 8, and they face Denver. Because Denver is very interesting. They have no playoff experience among their best players. None. They'll be favored, meaning they could be a little tight. They're a bad road team. Also, their strength is they're really deep. Depth is not winning playoff series. Stars do. And the Lakers would have the best star in the series. Everybody tightens their rotations in the playoff. If you play 9, you play 8-7. If you play 10, you play 8-7. That's what happens. When you play a team over and over and over in a series, it's like Belichick. He finds your weakness, goes at it over and over and over. So a guy that'll get minutes, 15 minutes a night in the regular season and average 10 points, he ain't playing in the playoffs much. And then the Lakers pull off a stunning upset, then get washed out by an Oklahoma City, a Utah, a Houston, a Golden State in the next round, which they would. And if this happens, best case scenario, sneak in 8, face Denver, upset. Wouldn't everybody this morning be like, it's all good? Remember, and this is empirically true, you can salvage a lot of things. Movies and vacations, relationships with a great ending. Usual Suspects was a good movie with a great ending. Therefore, a lot of people think it's a great movie. It's a good movie. It's got a great last 19 minutes. I've gone on family vacations, lose your luggage, airport delays, rains the first 4 days. Last 36 hours are amazing. Take the family snorkeling and you're like, ah, what a great vacation, flying home happy. The Lakers have played better this year against better teams. Blew out the Warriors once. Lonzo Ball's coming back. Workable schedule. But let's be honest about this. We're at the point where beating the Pelicans at home without Anthony Davis late in a LeBron three-pointer feels great. That's kind of where we're at. That's where we're at.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
It's a situation nobody wants to experience during tax season. But with the breaches in the last couple of years, your information may have already been exposed, and that could lead to an unfortunate discovery. Finding out that a cyber criminal stole your identity and filed for your tax return. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton to help you protect your identity and devices. If you become a victim of identity theft, tax-related or not, LifeLock will work to fix it with a dedicated identity restoration specialist who's assigned to your case from beginning to end. Plus, with the addition of Norton Security, you'll also have protection that blocks cyber criminals from stealing information from your devices. Of course, nobody prevents all of it, or nobody can monitor all transactions at all businesses. But you can join right now and get 10% off your first year. Just head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter the promo code HERD. That's HERD for 10% off your first year.
I do think fit matters. It matters for me. It matters for you in relationships. Fit's a really important thing, and it's a really important thing in the NFL. Sean Payton and Drew Brees, it's like that works. It's like the same kind of intensity, same brain. I think Tom Brady and Belichick are both incredibly driven and aspirational. Belichick couldn't have a quarterback who liked football but didn't love it, and Brady would be frustrated with a coach that wasn't willing to evolve. You can have more talent. Big Ben's going to be a Hall of Famer. Tomlin's going to be a Hall of Famer. And not a great fit. They've underachieved. Mike McCarthy is a really good coach. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. They didn't really fit. They've underachieved. Fit matters. Kyler Murray, Arizona's got the number one pick. Kyler Murray fits Cliff Kingsbury. Now, I don't think he's the best quarterback in the draft. Dwayne Haskins is. And I think Josh Rosen eventually could be better too. But they don't fit Cliff Kingsbury. Okay, Kyler Murray is the quarterback in the NFL that Cliff Kingsbury would choose second out of all of them. First is Patrick Mahomes. Run around, make the throws in that system, that spread system. So, and this matters, and this is a real thing. And remember, Arizona, Steve Keim, the GM, after last year's debacle, and it's a little bit of a rocky ship, they've given the farm to Cliff Kingsbury. So if Cliff Kingsbury does not work, Steve Keim gets fired, scouting guys get fired, vice presidents get fired, they're cleaning house. You've got to make Cliff Kingsbury work. He's got a four-year no-cut deal. And you just had a coach, you got rid of him after about 45 minutes. So this has to work, or everybody's getting fired. And whether he works or not, I don't know. He's very, very young and unproven in the NFL, but he is a smart guy, and he's a clever guy, and he's a progressive thinker. But the quarterback he's got right now, he didn't pick Josh Rosen. That wasn't his guy. And Josh Rosen isn't a great fit. Josh is pro style, not athletic, less mobile than Eli, 100% pocket passer, and frankly, little brittle. I think Josh Rosen fits as the next Tom Brady. I think he fits in Atlanta, indoor quarterback, as the next Matt Ryan. I don't think Josh Rosen, with this offensive line and with this coach, is a great fit. And Arizona has put everything in the Cliff Kingsbury. So the question becomes, what's best for Cliff Kingsbury? That's where Kyler Murray has a real shot at being the number one pick. And it's interesting. So we had Steve Keim on yesterday. Words matter. How you say things matter. I asked him about, well, here it is. Is there a possibility that you could see yourself picking a quarterback at one?
I can't foresee that right now.
Okay, right now is not no. He knew he was going to be asked that question. Steve Keim knew he was going to be asked that question by me, after me, and before me in interviews. And in all of them, he said, right now, if somebody says, do you think you and your wife are going to get a divorce? Not right now. Is practiced, rehearsed, is calculated. Are you going to leave your current job? You just interviewed for another job. Are you going to leave your current job? Not right now is not no. Okay, not right now is what you go into interviews saying through calculation. Okay, he knew the question was coming from me, before me, and after me. And he gave the same answer yesterday. And that is not a no. Not right now is what you say when you're hedging. So I think Arizona has big questions. And I think the greatest thing to happen to Kyler Murray is not that he's 5'10 and 1'8, not 5'9 and a half. I think the greatest thing is fit matters a lot. And Cliff Kingsbury has to work in Arizona or they are turning this ship on its side and everybody's going into the sea. And I think he's a really, really good fit. And Albert Breer told us yesterday about Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray and why it works.
I talked to Lincoln Riley last week. Lincoln Riley played with Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech. He's coached against Cliff Kingsbury the last 4 years. And, of course, he had Kyler Murray on his roster over the last 3 years. And Lincoln told me that Kyler is a perfect fit for what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do. He wasn't saying they're going to trade Josh Rosen and take Kyler number one overall. But he said the fit there is absolutely perfect. There have been enough rumblings that Arizona would consider it, would look at it hard. And if Cliff really wants it, I think that the Cardinals would listen to Cliff on that.
So there we are. Kyler Murray is not 5'9 and a half. He is bulked up to 206, and he's 5'10 and 1'8.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Kyler Murray, and I do think there's a possibility he goes one, wouldn't be a guy I would build around, but he's a first-round talent. The NFL's new. I do worry about his size. Right now, he's got an agent. His agent is Johnny Manziel's agent. I don't love that. Because I think when I watch Johnny Manziel, I see Kyler Murray. So he's the comp, not Russell Wilson. Smaller shoulders, smaller frame. Johnny Manziel is actually the comp for Kyler Murray. And so you're already kind of connected visually. I don't think he should have Johnny Manziel's agent. Johnny Manziel yesterday, Canada's a pretty liberal place. They'll let a lot go in Canada. The CFL's like, we're done with Johnny Manziel. And I think who you associate with matters. And I think it really, really matters when you're a quarterback. When I mocked Johnny Manziel when he came into this league. And I mocked him because of his selection of friends. Do we have that piece of videotape? I could never, I played it 1,000 times. Here it is.
I can't hear.
I can't hear you.
There's too much money in my f***ing hand.
I can't hear you.
I can't answer it or not. I'll call you back.
We'll call you back. We'll call you back.
0 to 100.
Oh, God. This is terrible. That's the comp physically is Johnny Manziel, and now you got the same agent. And I don't know Johnny Manziel's agent, but I got an agent. And I remember years ago asking my parents about like agents, and I got great advice. And the advice I got was, well, they're going to represent you when you're not around. So you should pick somebody that shares sort of your values. Because when you're not there is when the agent's often there. And does Kyler Murray, this is the agent he's got right now, recently on a podcast. Here he is.
Kyler is not some little shrimp they're making him out to be. This kid weighs 205 yesterday.
Holy sh**.
Scale.
Oh,
this kid is jacked the F up. These days and age of these old NFL dinosaurs and scouts that sit back and talk about what players can't do. Oh, he can't do that. He's not this. He's not that. Those are the losers. You want all your requirements and all of that. That's not what the NFL game is today.
Yeah, it actually is. And by the way, Belichick won a Super Bowl. He's almost 70. He's not a dinosaur. I just don't think that's a great look for Kyler Murray. I don't think it's a good, because when I think of Kyler Murray, I see Johnny Manziel physically. I don't see Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson playing weight 225. He cut weight before he got into the NFL to run faster. His playing weight's 225. Kyler Murray's playing weight, he's jacked up to 206. His playing weight's in the 190s. He's about 25 pound lighter than Russell Wilson. I don't see the same quarterback. I see Johnny Manziel. And then I share his agent, right? Like anything, if you're connected to Johnny Manziel, it's just bad news. By the way, Kyler Murray was almost a baseball guy. He had Scott Boros, who's like the world's best agent. Now, I don't think you can use Boros in football. Maybe you can, but I think you have to be approved.
I think Boros is pretty much exclusive to MLB.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't Boros have had a better suggestion than this guy in a podcast calling guys over 60 dinosaurs?
I don't know that I see Manziel. I think, to his credit, Kyler Murray has become the talk of the combine and the draft. Yeah. I mean, he went from us being completely questioning his size and if he's even an NFL player because he was trying to decide if he was going to play baseball, to now, is he going to go number one overall to a team that took a quarterback in the top 10 last year? It's actually pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, like I get the world changing, and ever since Russell Wilson got drafted in 2012, size is less significant. But I keep pointing out, Manziel was small bust. Teddy Bridgewater and RG3, very thin frames people were worried about. One's a bust, one has been hurt. You know, well, size, frame.
It doesn't matter. But to me, if my job and the jobs of a bunch of other people are on the line, I'm not looking for the exception.
Yes.
I'm not looking to prove that I'm some football genius who found the one that can overcome all these
things.
But again, I don't care about his size. Nothing. That's not change. That's not news. Show me what he can do in the field that you can develop and can make better. You can't change his size.
Yeah. Go to an NFL practice. It's violent. Practice. Forget games.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
How about this? Just broke. Jason Witten is leaving Monday Night Football. Former Cowboy tight end is going back to Dallas Cowboys to play. He is 36 years old. He still has great hands. He was a total security blanket for Dak's first year. ESPN cannot figure out their Monday Night Football booth. It continues to be a mess. And now it's a bigger mess. And Dak Prescott is going to get a security blanket back. This is a quote. Let me read this from Jason Witten. The fire inside of me to compete and play is just burning too strong. The team has a great group of rising young stars. I want to help them make a run at a championship. This was completely to my decision. I'm very comfortable with it. I'm looking forward to getting back in the dirt. So Jason Witten tried broadcasting for a year. It was pretty rocky. And some guys, you know, like Tony Romo walked in and he just nailed it. And I've heard a lot of players and coaches walk in and they struggle with it a little bit. So there you go. Jason Witten's going back to the Dallas Cowboys. I think it's great news for Dak. I think he's an incredibly formidable leader. He's probably going to be a 60-catch guy, a 50-catch guy. It's not about that. He's got great hands. You play a zone against the Dallas Cowboys, and Jason Witten finds an opening every time. Tight ends are valuable in this league. They're really, really valuable. Look at the kid George Kittle at San Francisco. We all know Gronk, Zach Ertz in Philadelphia. They just matter. I mean, Baltimore went and got two last year in the draft, and they were both really good. So John Lynch, the San Francisco 49ers general manager, will be joining us in a couple of minutes from the Combine. So there it is. Jason Witten is returning to the Dallas Cowboys, 36 years old, turns 37 by next season. I think this is a let's be honest about this. If broadcasting was going great, he'd stay. I mean, there's nothing better than doing broadcasting when somebody pays you $5 million a year and you don't get hit. And everybody's telling you how smart you are, like Tony Romo. Tony Romo, everywhere he goes now, it's like he's getting better as a quarterback as he is a broadcaster because he's such a good broadcaster. And people think when Tony Romo left football, everybody's like, couldn't win the big game. Now everybody loves Tony Romo. So when the broadcasting goes well, like it has for Troy Aikman or Tony Romo, it's a great job. If it doesn't go well and you're getting massive scrutiny, football's way more fun.
This is something. I don't know how you look coming off of a year off of football. That would be my concern. I mean, his leadership abilities obviously are not in question. That's fine.
You know, yeah, he'll have good hands.
How he will actually play is something else altogether.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about how long he was actually, he was off for a full year. Listen, when he left, Goulet, you're our resident cowboy aficionado. You've watched every piece of grainy tape for the last 40 years. His last year, describe his last year as a cowboy.
Well, it's not super athletic, but he's, like you said, he's good at finding open space, and he's sure-handed. So he's great for little four-yard dump-offs over the middle. He's still a really intelligent player. I think they honestly want him more for that. He's not going to have a 600-yard season. He's going to have 300 or 400 yards, but... He's intelligent. He's a locker room guy. He's a captain. He'll help.
And yeah, this is more of an intangible move than it is an Dallas actual football move.
Yeah, Dallas is young. Zeke's young. Dak's young. Most of the defensive front's young. Their two great linebackers are young. Their best corner's young.
Even Amari Cooper, who's a veteran, is very young. He's like 24, 25 years old.
Yeah, so it's a very, very young team. And it matters. You know, it's again, Jason Witten is probably not worth a point a game in the NFL. He may not be worth half a point. But can you envision Jason Witten coming back, elevating a young team, and making two or three big plays next year on third down for the Cowboys, like against the Giants, against the Eagles? Absolutely. And again, Jason Witten is returning to the Cowboys. Jettisons, Monday Night Football, they're once again trying to figure that out. The fire inside me, too strong. Team has a great group of rising young stars. I want to be part of it, make a run at a championship. Completely my decision. I'm very comfortable with it. Now, it should be noted, this is not the first time that he's not going to cost much. He's not going to cost much. That's good. And the other thing is, remember when Jason left for the booth? It was a go-either-way decision. Dallas didn't want him out. Dallas wanted him to stay because Dak was young. So this is not one of these things where it was your classic, he's too expensive, let's get rid of him. Dallas wanted to keep him. He decided it's time, and maybe some of it was Tony Romo was doing so well and having so much fun that Witten looked at it and thought, yeah, I mean, and Tony Romo and Jason Witten are tight, and they were roommates. So in camp, they're roommates. So you could imagine Romo's telling Witten, hey, this is fun. You don't get hit. I get to golf a lot. I don't have to lift weights every day. I don't have to get up at 5 a.m., and I only work like 17 days a year.
And maybe it was too big of an opportunity to... to pass up.
Right. And remember, Aikman's a broadcaster on the number one team at Fox, and Romo's the number one guy at Cowboy on CBS, and Michael Irvin's kind of the biggest star on the NFL Network, and Witten took the biggest job on ESPN/ABC. So, like, Jerry gave him his blessing because Jerry kind of looked at it like, I kind of like him. Jerry wouldn't have been as happy if he went to a team. But Jerry was okay saying, you know, it's good for my brand. It's good for the Cowboys. It's good for Cowboy Nation. Another Cowboy on Monday Night Football. How about that? So there's your story today. Jason Witten is going from broadcasting back to football. John Lynch went from broadcasting back to football, and we didn't like it here. We were bummed out, but we're really happy for him. And John is joining us at the Combine via the Cowherd Global Satellite Network. Well, how about that? You know, it's funny. So Jason Witten is going back to football. John, can you envision a moment where you put the pads back on?
Well, Colin, actually, I want to make an announcement here. I'm signing myself to play strong safety for the... No, I'm just playing with you. That's crazy. I just heard that. And, my first thought is that Witt's a good friend, but that broadcasting stuff's not so easy, right? And, I know the feeling that, even though football is really hard, there's you know, sometimes when you're trying something new, gosh, you know what? It comes natural to me, and other things are tough. But I think... Witt probably, I don't know this. This is surprising to me as well. But sometimes that itch hasn't gone away, and I suppose that's the case. And good for him. I'm excited as everybody else is.
By the way, you've got when you're a general manager of a team, you made a gutsy move and you went and got a franchise quarterback, and I think you had to do it because you got the coach and the quarterback, and that's about 50% of this league. Now I could say, John, you need another perimeter star. John, you need another pass rusher. When you look at your team sitting above, if I said, John, one or two needs, next step now that you have Garoppolo, in your eyes, what are those?
Well, I think one thing that I always, I think Ernie Accorsi once said, you got to have that quarterback, and then you got to have the guys to knock him down. So we believe we have our quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. We're excited to have him back this year and healthy. And, we're excited with our team's prospects when he's out there. We've got a number of good defensive linemen. It has felt like we're missing that perimeter edge guy.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I'll tell you, Colin, and this and I'm not the, it's not like I have a unique perspective. This is an incredibly talented defensive line class.
Yes.
In this draft. And not just as outside guys, inside guys. It's as good as it's been in years. And so I think that's a need for us. It's a need for a lot of people. And when you say a need, you usually think you're really bad. I just look at it as I think that's one piece that's missing from an area where we can become a tough team to deal with. We got guys like DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead and Solomon Thomas inside. If you put that edge presence, I think we can become a unit that is tough to deal with.
It's interesting, John, because you hit a home run at tight end with George Kittle. I mean, you hit it out of the park. I think Garoppolo's a home run. I think you took a tackle from Notre Dame that people thought you drafted too high, and I thought he was a monster. You're set there. You got a running back who can catch. You got some nice components offensively. But I keep hearing Niners, Odell, and all these big names. Here's what I would ask you. I've watched the Rams and the Eagles in the last 2 years dip into free agency, and that was always kind of the silly man's land. Like, yeah, that's just wasted money. But it does feel like, John, there is a little trend in this league to play with trades more and that to do a little NBA. Go get a free agent. Rams did it, Eagles did it, and it paid off. Do you sense the culture changing in the league?
I do, and as to why, I don't know. I think there's a group of general managers, and I think it's sometimes people just have to do it to make everyone else go, okay, that's not just the other sports that can do that. Why can't we do it? And so I think there's a culture, and there's a lot of conversations that go on, particularly here at Indy. It's an area where it's a place and a situation where we're all together, and so having those relationships and talking about things is a really important part of this job. But people are more inclined. We did it with Jimmy Garoppolo. There's been a number of instances here in recent years. You mentioned a couple of them, and yeah, people are more inclined to do that that than ever before. And that makes this job exciting. And it also makes your opportunity to improve as a team. And hopefully when you do those things, that it's a win-win for both sides.
We know the two receivers that are out there. I mean, it's well advertised, Odell and AB. I prefer Odell. That's my personal opinion. When you're talking about free agents, you have a young quarterback. Do you think about the psychology of it? How would Jimmy G do this? How would my coach do? With stars out there, superstars, they can change a locker room. What would go about your thinking? Would Jimmy G's youth concern you? What would make you pull a trigger on something like that?
Well, I think anytime you love adding great football players to your locker room. And so I don't think there's a whole lot of concern. It's just how do you make things happen? So I think we're always open to bringing really good football players in. We discuss everything when you're talking about players like that. And I'll leave it at that. Those guys are both playing for other teams right now, and they're both guys that, you know, we have a ton of respect for. But, you know, I think anytime there's an opportunity to go get somebody who can vastly improve your team, you're going to look into it and see if it is possible.
By the way, kind of big news at the combine today. You don't need a quarterback, so it's not your concern, but Kyler Murray came in at 5'10". I will say this, he's crazy fun. I mean, you don't need a quarterback, so you're not. But it's like, what do you make quarterback height, size? What do you make of all that talk?
Well, I'll tell you, just, you know, we didn't study Kyler a lot this year because, like I said, we have three quarterbacks we really like, Jimmy and Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard. But I tell you, for enjoyment, I find myself often now just throwing him in. It is fun to watch, and he is an electric talent. I had a chance to meet the young man. He came up to me on the street in Atlanta down at Super Bowl. I could have told you that. I knew it wasn't going to be 5'9". I didn't know what it'd be. He was standing next to Baker, and I said, you know, that's not 3 inches. It might be 1.5. And it sounds about where it ended up. But, you know, he's a special talent. And, you know, I think it's going to be fun to watch him enter our league, unless, you know, of course, you have to play against him. So we'll see where that all ends up.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is an extremely good football player.
Finally, John Lynch, former Niner, Fox broadcaster now. He is running, a former NFL player, I should say, with Tampa 11 years, Denver 4, and now the Niner GM. Finally, you have the number 2 pick. I don't consider you in full rebuild mode, because I think you would have won 8, 9, 10 games last year with Jimmy G starting. But I do think you are rebuilding parts of your football team. Would you trade the number 2 pick for several picks? Would you do that?
I think we're open to anything. We showed a couple, you know, my first year on the job, we went back one spot for several picks. So I think Colin, the one thing I've learned, a lot transpires between now and then. And, you know, including, hey, do we fall in love with the player that said, you know what, we're silly if we move out of it. And, you know, the reason some people say, well, why don't you already know that? Well, your coaching staff just finished a season. Now they're jumping in. They've done their free agent work. Now they're diving into the draft. So, you know, then we collaborate and we start putting all these thoughts together, and it's an ongoing process. So there's so many different factors. Is there somebody to trade for? Is somebody to trade with? You know, can you agree on a value? All those things. But yes, you have those thoughts. You go through different scenarios, and then, you know, the draft happens, and that's when all the fun starts.
John, formerly at Fox, we miss you. One of the good guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks a lot, Colin.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Breaking news, Jason Witten bailing on Monday Night Football and going back to the Dallas Cowboys for his 16th year. He's 36 years old. You know, this is another reminder that the Dallas Cowboys are much better run than people think. Okay? They bailed on Dez Bryant at the perfect time. They found Dak Prescott in the fourth round. They got all sorts of pushback for Amari Cooper in a first-round pick. Home run. They nailed the draft. Leighton Vander Esch, small town, Idaho. Who is this kid? They reached. Home run. They drafted linebacker from Notre Dame, Jalen Smith, who was hurt, and said, he's an unbelievable talent. We're just going to wait a year. He's not going to play. And everybody pushed back. And it was another draft home run. They had a Zeke controversy that was a mess, and they handled it pretty smartly. And oh, by the way, now they're bringing Jason Witten back. The weakness of the team, they are desperate at tight end. He's going to be a great leader, nice third down guy against a zone. I mean, this is once again proving the Dallas Cowboys know what they're doing. The New York Giants don't. Washington Redskins I can push back on. There's a lot of dysfunction in this league. Miami and Tampa. Historically, Cleveland, though, they have a GM that certainly knows talent. Cincinnati, Oakland. You can't put Dallas in that group. From drafting Dak in the fourth round, to bringing Witten back, to bailing on Dez at the perfect time, to making a gamble with Amari Cooper that's been a home run, to finding Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith, risky picks to a lot of people, and they have both, that's the best young linebacking duo in the NFL. And Chicago's got a good one, but that's about the best. So, you know, this is a well-run organization. This is a well-run organization. You think Jerry and you think vanity and a lot of ego, and I don't see it. I know Charlotte, sharp as a tack. I don't know Steven, but if he's controlling the draft, they draft well. I mean, they draft well. They got a lockdown corner, an elite pass rusher, world-class center, left tackle, running back. They got all the things, and they got now a perimeter star, two stud linebackers. They have so many linebackers. They could keep Sean Lee or not, and he's terrific. So Jason Witten's coming back. Another smart move. I think it's a smart move by the Cowboys.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.